that state. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany at a briefing today says this afternoon's meeting is not about advocacy and won't involve anyone from the campaign.
He routinely meets with lawmakers from all across the country.
The election results show former Vice President Joe Biden currently winning by more than 155,000 votes in Michigan. America is listening to Fox News.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go-where-you-go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Kohl. Kohl Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Kohl Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Kohl Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Kohl. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Kohl Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Kohl at 279-8919 or find us at kohlplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Kohl.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Benatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Walk-On's Bistro and Bar. Game day with a taste of Louisiana. Cajun cuisine, cocktails, and games on the big screen. Walk-On's Bistro and Bar, located on East Chase Parkway in Montgomery.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our week-long chill is fading, and I think you're going to love the details of the weekend forecast. Today, total sunshine, a warmer day with a high up to about 73. Tonight, not nearly as cold as it has been. Overnight low, 51. Tomorrow, beautiful sunshine. Great Saturday forecast. Both Saturday and Sunday will be in the middle 70s. Sunday, a sun and cloud mix, still dry. Monday will be in the low 70s and dry. We've got our eyes on a storm system in the middle of Thanksgiving week. That looks pretty interesting. We'll keep you up to date. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with historic low rates. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
As the clock winds down, that concludes the first quarter, and the game is over. The Left Wing Warriors are your new champions with a final score of 21-14.
What a hard-fought victory by the Left Wing Warriors, your new champions over the disgraceful Right Wing Colluders.
Look at this footage of millions of people around the world celebrating the Left Wing Warriors' big win. They are your new champions.
And here with us now is championship-winning quarterback Dan McDaniels. Dan, congratulations on the victory. How does it feel?
Thank you. But are you guys sure we won? The refs are telling us we still have to play.
No, don't pay attention to them. That's just inconsequential formality. Congrats on the big win.
Okay. It was a hell of a game, but you know, we came out as the clear victors.
Now we can see that the colluders are refusing to leave the field. Truly an embarrassment to the sport. Can you share your thoughts with us on this?
Hey, we won, okay? I mean, those guys were on top for a while, but if the colluders don't just accept defeat, this isn't going to look good for their legacy.
They're truly trashy humans. Congratulations on the win and being the new champions.
Hey, thanks, guys. I'm going to Disney World. Are they open? No? All right.
As glorious of a day as this is for the sport of football, isn't it just embarrassing how the colluders are behaving?
It is. And as everyone at home can see by the score that we are clearly broadcasting, the colluders have lost. But now they're refusing to leave the field and accept defeat.
They're not only being sore losers, but what they're doing is crazy, dangerous, and seems like terrorist activity.
Now, it might be beneath us to even go here, but we've got colluder quarterback Josh McJosherson on for a post-game interview. McJosherson, why will you not admit defeat? What are you doing?
What? Because the game's not over. We still have three quarters left to play. I don't know what's going on here. What's going on is you lost. The Warriors have won. The game is over. No, it's not. The rules are you play four quarters of football and then the winners decide.
You have lost and everyone knows it. Will you vacate the field and concede defeat to the Warriors?
No, why would I do that? Something strange is going on here. Like, we came back from timeout, and then all of a sudden they had 10 more points on the board? Isn't it obvious that—
Cut him off!
In our good conscience, we can't let that kind of misinformation be broadcast.
The Warriors have won, because we said they did. A truly inspiring story, because we say it is.
Calling all stations, clear the air lanes, clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
That's a pretty good metaphor for today's reality. It's Friday Happy Hour, the big broadcast. I'm your gracious occasional trucker and host, Greg Goodell. Eddie Bader is here, and so is birthday girl Rosie.
And here they are.
Come on, Jeff.
Please clap.
We'll let the festivities begin shortly, but Chad's been waiting.
Yes.
That would be, oops, I got your mic down, and Seth's up, and he's not here yet. Which brings to mind the question.
How did you ever get so stupid?
Good question.
That's right.
The legal eagle and local heartthrob.
Shad. So I have a question.
Yes.
So Facebook puts all these, you know, warning labels and tags on there about this is a disputed fact and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
So when our Democrat friends post that Biden won, why don't they slap that label on there that it's a disputed fact? Right.
Good point.
But this violates our community standards. That's the other one.
Because it doesn't work with the big global reset that's taking place, you see.
Yeah, you're right. Global reset. I saw that Lurch is promoting the global reset now, where we don't want populism, but basically what he's saying is we don't want the people having a say over what happens to them.
Right.
Only the select few, like me and Mrs. Hines, can have an input on what's going to happen with government, you know? You know, so it's a one. I think George Carlin. It's one big club, and you ain't in it.
Mm-hmm. And neither is Donald Trump.
Trump's never been in their club.
Nope.
You know, Trump is like the Rodney Dangerfield character in Caddyshack, right?
Kind of.
Goes up the golf course with the loud pants in the car, and he's in the Rolls Royce, and you know, hey Wayne, quit taking pictures of the parking lot. You know. You know, and he just absolutely drives everybody crazy because he's crass, but he's himself, right? He is who he is.
Yeah.
So, but, it's a beautiful afternoon. I got to get away from the office, get away from all this stuff for a couple of hours at least. get out in the beautiful sunshine. And I ordered my Christmas wreath today, so that makes me feel better. You know,
we're going to pick up ours. In fact, Rich and I are going Christmas tree hunting tomorrow out at
the big tent there.
The big tent on Vaughn
Road.
Oh,
they already got their trees at the tent.
Yeah, yeah. Rogers is up, and theirs are the best.
Wow, I like their trees. I also like Boy Scout trees down Vaughn, a little bit further down. Their trees are excellent too. So you're right; they're both very good trees. I'm getting my tree. I always got a tree the day after Thanksgiving. So,
that's a very popular day.
My buddy Dustin, who's been running that lot forever, says
time.
That the demand this year was to go early.
Yeah.
Because people want to get out of this.
They want to jump in the mood, get it going.
Oh, I told you yesterday, I think, when we were talking, that I do a nightly walk for about an hour, hour and 10 minutes. You can't believe the number of trees that are already up.
Oh, yeah.
Houses. I mean, people just need something to lift their spirits. You know?
Yeah,
and not everybody can listen to this radio show like me. That definitely puts my spirit up, right?
Well, so. Look, I can understand right now there are people. This election, which is now over 2 weeks in the rearview mirror, has cast such a pall over everything.
Yeah.
Because so many people went to bed election night thinking Trump had it won and handily, and woke up to find out that, oops.
Right.
Well, I'll tell you right now, it's interesting. A poll today came out that 37% of Democrats think that
the election was stolen.
Yeah.
I didn't think there were 37% of Democrats capable of being that honest.
Yeah. Yeah. Apparently there are. And I think that's interesting. Overall, 47%. So Biden's going to have an asterisk next to his name for a number of reasons. Aside from the fact that most people think he cheated to get the election. A lot of people are going to think that the guy's not mentally competent, and that's going to play out pretty quickly. He couldn't even stay on script for pre-selected questions from pre-selected reporters yesterday. I mean, he couldn't put two sentences together.
Right.
You know?
But passes for media today, this collection of wretched pukes, makes me sick.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're asking Kayleigh McEnany. Yeah, they can't wait to get rid of her. But you know what? Here's the problem they're going to have. They're not going to have a job in if Biden goes in, they're not going to have a job as of January 20th because there's nobody to ask questions to, right?
Yeah.
I mean, how many times can you ask what's your favorite color and do you wear boxers or briefs?
What flavor of ice cream is your favorite?
Well, yeah, really, really. Oh, or here, how about this one? Hey, do you still hate Trump?
Right.
What is the press going to do without Trump? They just don't.
Well, that's an interesting. You know, I've read some speculation on that because who's going to need to run an MSLSD or CNN?
Right.
And
who's
now
CNN?
Fox and Tucker Carlson are in the process of screwing themselves big.
Yeah, I was really upset to see what Tucker that he went after Sidney Powell yesterday.
Big mistake.
Because she refused to go on his show because she's kind of busy right now, Tucker. I mean, why would she want to put all of her evidence out there on television, all the affidavits and the names of her witnesses and everything before she gets them into court?
Yeah.
I mean, I like Tucker, but sometimes his vanity gets,
And then the
over.
Interesting thing is Tucker, the day before yesterday, I think it was, called out his old rag, the Daily Caller.
Yes.
I know.
For their treatment of this whole situation. It's like everybody's,
It looks like he got called into the office and was given his marching orders.
It's a media Donner Party is what it is.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly right. The Donner Party is right. All right, you guys have a great weekend.
You too,
okay?
Chad.
Thanks, Chad.
Here is Rusty.
And how's everybody?
Doing good. How are you doing, Rusty?
I'm doing wonderful, man. I just say I could not let the day pass with not calling to wish Rosie a happy birthday.
Thank you, Rusty.
One of the sweetest ladies I know. She is just...
Aww.
Yeah.
You're saying that because I sanitize your station.
she comes behind me. Usually she's working on... When I'm getting ready to go in there, she's working on the back of my neck to get that clean.
Yeah.
But it's kind of red, too, I know. But she takes care of all of us down there at the radio station, and she's just a wonderful, wonderful person.
Thank you.
I challenge anybody who listens to Greg and Rosie and company to give her a call and wish her a happy birthday this afternoon, because if anybody deserves it, it is her.
Amen.
Couldn't agree more.
Thanks, Rusty.
Now about that loan.
One of those people, you say happy birthday, and it just doesn't seem adequate.
You're right.
You hear harps, I'm telling you. It's just mm-hmm. like little angels flying.
If you listen very carefully.
That's it.
Happy birthday, that's it. Rosie.
That's funny.
True. Happy birthday again, Greg. Happy birthday to you, too. And y'all take care.
You too, bud. Take care, Rusty.
Whoa!
Where are we going? Are they coming to take me away?
No, they're coming to take me away.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha.
Why?
Farm. Well,
why?
Beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha!
He's the yin to my yang, the Oscar to my Felix. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. Greg, yes, I look like a 70s porn star, but I'm really a nice guy. Boudin.
Put on your business card.
Okay, and man, I got to tell you, this whole thing is taking its toll.
It is.
Okay. It's moving at iceberg speed.
Yep.
Yesterday, I'm not sure. I haven't decided whether or not that was a wise idea for Rudy and Powell and all of them to have a press conference, because all I saw on TV this morning on the networks was Rudy's hair dye running down his face.
Right, and they're talking about how he's blowing up, losing his cool. I hope that was hair dye.
Yeah, I think it was, because his hair had, let's put it this way, I looked very carefully, his hair had gotten darker.
And Leon's getting larger.
Yep, 317. Hey, when you want to give a nice gift, and you know that somebody would appreciate mm-hmm. something that grows, mm-hmm. go to Fitzpatrick Greenhouses and check out those arborvitae trees. They're about 5 to 6 feet tall. They're $50. They look amazing.
Yeah, those are the ones you put right on your front porch. Instant curb appeal.
My buddy Dee, and Dee, we hope you're recovering from your procedure last week. I haven't heard anything. Bought a bunch to create a tree fence rather than put up a fence along
the
property.
That's a good idea, a natural fence.
And he picked up six and put those there, and those will grow nicely together. Also, and by the way, tomorrow, beautiful day.
Man.
Get out there. We'll be here to remind you in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Because they open at 8 o'clock till 4:30. There's a lot. I had no idea there were so many great plants that add color and life to fall, like 6-inch pansies and snapdragons. Those are only $3, and they're great cold weather plants. They've got winter pots mixed that look fantastic. There's a whole array of things in there. And I mention the trees, but snapdragons, also big in cold weather flower beds and mm-hmm. pots. And a flat of those is just $14. Cash check business. Oh, and the crotons. Good fall colors, beautiful plants. It's been a revelation this year. And the drive out there, about 15, 20 minutes from Chantilly and Vaughan Road, east past mile marker 22, you'll see them on your left. Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. And by the way, not a bad place to stop for some plants if you're going somewhere for Thanksgiving to bring some beauty along with you.
Yeah.
Excellent idea.
All righty. Another Robert is on the line. No, there's another Robert and then a Robert. Okay. I went to another Robert first.
Hey, Robert.
Hey,
Robert.
Hey, Greg.
Hi.
Hey, I just had a quick question for you, and that's it. What is the last date that Trump can claim presidency? Is it January 14th or is it December 20th?
Well, it depends on what happens when the electors meet. If the electors vote and declare Joe Biden the winner, it's over.
Right.
Yeah, but that might not happen. So
it might not. Well might not. We don't know. I would love to be able to predict the future at this point. Since everything I predicted or presumed has failed to happen, I'm not making any predictions.
I see.
And, you know, there's like $400 million of cash flowing into Georgia for those Senate runoff seats. And frankly, in the grand scheme, they're just as important. Because if mm-hmm. if Biden, if somebody aims him towards the White House and he walks in, they still got an edge in Congress. Why, I don't know. It must have been, maybe I underestimated the impact of the coronavirus on people. But it's the Democrats who are refusing to pass a bill that would send aid to people. Unemployment claims went up today. They're going to get worse going into Christmas time.
I know.
Because bitch Pelosi sits there on all her money playing games, power trips, while she digs out another pint of $13 ice cream from her $40,000 freezer. Stick a pint of that up her ass. Mm-hmm. I've been doing a lot of recommendations like that lately.
All right.
Greg
Goodell, well,
amateur
that.
Proctologist.
Thank
you.
I mean, I love, where's the hope right now? I mean, it's probably a judge whose name we don't currently know.
Right.
One of these numerous suits that Powell and the team are filing. I there's nothing to point to today and said, here's where the hope is, folks. Robert.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Hey, Robert.
Rosa, happy 16th birthday.
Oh, thank you, Robert. You're so sweet.
Hey, everybody, just relax. Let's get this thing done and be ready to go back in 24. Because the economic situation will show that you shouldn't have left us out the door. We'll be back in 24 to show you what you missed this year.
Well, you know, here's an interesting thing, because I heard an interview. I think it was with a congressman from Georgia. And the question was asked, does Donald Trump need to go to Georgia and campaign? And the answer was absolutely, because the base is very numb right now.
Yeah.
I mean, does that not describe it? We're like in a state of shock.
Yeah, everybody,
over this.
Yeah.
Well, guys, let me say one thing. Y'all know I'm black. And I know I've always been black. But Donald Trump, outside of Ronald Reagan, have shown me that economically, that he's really for our country.
Yes.
And when the ship rides for the big man, my little boat float too.
That's right. You got it, Robert.
Yeah. I may not be rich, but my little boat float right along the same tide that the yacht floats along with.
Thank you.
Look, you know, for me, I had some major life events over the last 3 or 4 years, and the revenue increases he brought to our business and so many others. Now, this year has been different because of the virus, but the extra money I made covered almost all of that.
Right. And it's like this here. I voted Republican for the first time in my life, my entire life, when Donald Trump ran, because I knew that he was going to bring an economic point of view to the United mm-hmm. States. Now, everybody else worried about his social life and how he speak and how he cover people. I'm not into that. I have my control of my own social life, but I don't have control of my economic life.
Yeah. You're right.
Yeah. And here he is today. He's still working, unveiling new measures to reduce pharmaceutical prices.
Yeah.
This vaccine comes out, and it's certainly scheduled to.
I have a job. I have a better economic outlook because his tax break did give me a little bit more on my check.
Mm-hmm. Even more than Reagan, did more for the middle class, the working class population of America than even Ronald Reagan did.
See, people don't understand.
He knows the people that built his buildings and his empire.
But bi-weekly, if I only earned $20 more than I did last time on a Democratic president, that's $20 more I can buy me something to eat with. That's $20 more that I can use to buy me something that I want to do something with.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's called disposable income that you know.
Right.
And what do most families want? They want to be able to pay their bills with a little extra to go out to dinner, go on a vacation.
It's the little things.
If I pay $20 per week out of 4 weeks, that's $80 that I could take and at least save it for another month and at least go on vacation with.
That's a lot of money in a year.
And the morons that bought Joe Biden, well, nobody under 400,000, that is the biggest
lie, buddy.
And that will rank up there with Obamacare when the reckoning comes.
Well, I get a lot of grief because people say, you voted for Donald Trump. Who are you? What has he done for you? He hadn't done that for me.
What has any Democrat ever done for black people except put them in chains, throw them in jail, and demand their vote in return for what? Welfare?
He allowed me sickening. To do for myself.
Yes,
exactly.
Well, congratulations, but that nobody should be giving you grief for that. That shows how back-ass words, how racist Democrats are. What's wrong with you voting for Donald Trump? Oh, my God. I've got to run. I'm going to have a forking meltdown. We certainly got your message, and it was great.
It was.
Mm-hmm.
But the real issue there is...
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School in Montgomery. If you've ever considered starting your own business, or maybe, like me, had this fascination for the real estate business, then come join us. Our course covers the real estate law, agency, contracts, property management, and leases. We also discuss financing a home, property taxation, and how homes are sold in this market. Even with this pandemic, we've been showing, selling, listing, managing homes at a fast pace. Our supply is low, and there are plenty of buyers. Maybe now is the time you decide about a lifelong career of helping other people getting into a home for their family. Call us for details at the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Online courses are also available, 551-0225, or my email, bogoodson@charter.net.
Thursday night classes have resumed. Call today.
Hi, Rich Thomas here for Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto. All three locations are staffed with top-notch certified technicians who have state-of-the-art diagnostic technology to determine the cause of the engine issue. Now, one reason people don't get their car serviced on a regular basis is time. Don Duncan's All-American Tire takes that excuse away with customer service that will absolutely exceed your highest expectations. I know. I've been a customer for a long time. I can drop my car off. They'll take me to my home and pick me up when the work is finished. They make it so convenient. Oh, and when you need tires, there's no need to shop. Don Duncan has established direct relationships with all the major tire brands. So don't fall for this buy three, get one free scam. Get your tires wholesale price that always includes installation. Value unsurpassed customer service at all three Don Duncan locations. Highway 14 in Millbrook behind the McDonald's, on Bell Road north of Vaughan, and at 408 Madison. Downtown.
Hey folks, this is Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Remember the good old days when Christmas gifts had us playing outdoors? Well, these days, most kids only ask for another electronic device that'll keep them cooped up inside. So this Christmas, let's take charge and get the kids and grandkids enjoying the great outdoors with a go-kart or mini bike. Now, everyone knows go-karts are fantastic family fun, and these go-karts are fun. Fun and safe. All of our two-seater go-karts have a three-point safety harness, roll bars, and hydraulic brakes. So with over 12 different models and colors to choose from, and prices starting at only $699 or monthly payments less than $20, let's get them outdoors this Christmas with a go-kart or mini bike. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for over 20 years we provide parts and service for what we sell.
This weekend at Kohl's, save on holiday gifts for everyone on your list. Plus, take an extra 15% off. Cozy must-haves for the family are now just $17 and under. Get 40% off fun and festive holiday decor. And save on Food Network kitchen and dining starting at 20% off. Plus, get fast and free store pickup. Give with all your heart. Shop Kohl's and Kohl's.com. Select styles, 15% offer valid November 11th to the 21st with promo code CHEERS. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
There's no place like home for the holidays, or HomeDepot.com for holiday decor, with Black Friday prices inside and out, like artificial Christmas trees starting at just $39.98, or outside lights and playful inflatables to bring joy to the neighborhood. Order online, and you'll even get free delivery. Holiday decorating improved with a wide assortment of holiday decor from HomeDepot.com. How doers get more done. Free standard shipping on most online orders over $45. Some exclusions apply while supplies last.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I want
mashed potatoes, smothered up in gravy. A piece of cornbread and some mac and cheese. With sweet potatoes covered in marshmallows. Turkey and stuffing on Thanksgiving. I'll keep on eating till my belly's bulging. Gonna feel like I weigh a ton. Maybe later on I'll make a turkey sandwich. And maybe I'll get a little drunk. And all weekend I'll eat the leftovers. Till the food gets gross and moldy. Tupperware in my refrigerator. Filled up with food I still wanna eat. Listen here.
That was gonna be one of my convoluted intros to random facts.
I like that one.
I heard that this morning.
Did I do that?
Yeah.
You did one this morning, I think.
I don't know that you did it for random facts.
Yeah.
No, I did play it this morning. I was going to say, this show would be in dire straits if we didn't have random facts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I didn't use it. I had others. We did Joe Walsh, wash your hands for 20 seconds and then enjoy. And then there was another one. Community theater. Been going through, especially with tomorrow and then the run-up to Thanksgiving Day, looking, I got a big collection of stuff. Not all of it's good. I got rid of some things this morning, but I'm trying to put on a happy face, folks.
Well, Greg.
Do it.
Just got to do it, brother. We got football this weekend.
Yeah, by the way, thanks for reminding me. Duncan and Son Predictathon is posted on my page.
Yes.
Come on, guys. I know. Look, I think that congressman I heard describe the numbness of Republicans is very true. I can feel it. Look, when you do this job long enough, you can feel the vibe.
Oh, definitely.
And there is a numbness. And we can't let it stop us because the alternative is terrifying. Just can't let it happen. So take a moment, go to my Facebook wall and scroll down. You'll see the Auburn and Tennessee logos. You can win a $100 voucher, good towards tires or services at any of Don Duncan's three locations and the works. That's a complete service on your vehicle. It's worth $150. So just post a score, whatever you think the outcome is going to be. First person with the correct score will win $150 worth of services from Don
Duncan.
That's
such cool. Just, it's a great thing. You get a lot of people involved, and there's nothing to lose to enter. You just put in what you think will be the score.
Yeah.
No risk.
It's the easiest contest in the world to participate in.
And honestly, it's because the radio family is so close, when you see who won, a lot of times you know who that is.
Yes. Yeah, we've got... What happened?
I don't know. They both went off the board.
Phones are going crazy earlier today with me, so...
They were?
Mm.
That was Crawdad and Terry that called in. So they'll call back.
Try and call back, yes. Well, we're waiting to see if they can get reconnected to us. If you're having an issue trying to call them, please let us know.
Yeah.
This, today, and tomorrow, good time to get a head start on the Agent of Santa. That's Terry Adams, the much-beloved and glorious... Prime Minister of Playtime. Yes, you can buy something at Adams Motorsports. It's been a... I know Terry. Terry is a rock-solid guy and a good human being.
Yes, he is.
And his business has prospered this year because people have been compelled to look at other options for entertainment, and that makes him feel bad, you know? But ultimately, folks, they're not just doing this because they got to have something to do. They're discovering things that they've always thought about and now are finally trying and enjoying. And he's got everything for off-road, on-road. If you don't know how to currently ride a motorcycle or a scooter, he's part of the Motorcycle Foundation Safety Training Program. And in one weekend, they can get you on the
road
and riding. Yeah, that's all it takes. And, of course, not only do you have a great new, but pre-owned inventory as well. At 528 Northeastern Boulevard, that's the bypass at Ackles. Super low interest rates that are and credit standards that are brought down by the manufacturers so that you can buy your dream at Adams Motorsports.
Got some good-looking bikes in there. Man, he's got some good-looking bikes in there.
They have pre-owned inventory as well. They only resell stuff that they have serviced there, and it's one of the best service departments, not just here, but in the country. AdamsMotorsports.com is how you get started. Let's go to Terry.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good, how are you doing, Terry?
I'm good, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. I just called to see if you guys were having a great day.
Yeah.
But the main reason that I called was to say I love you and happy birthday, Rosie.
Thank you, Terry.
Oh, I hope
I love you
have a
too.
Great one.
I will.
If you say love you to Terry, she'll give you a treat.
Love you, Terry.
Yeah. But you got to sit up and beg.
Yeah.
I'm sitting up. I'm a good boy.
This woman has a control component over my dog.
Is that right?
That, I mean, it's amazing. They are literally under her spell. They worship her. They do things.
My mushy face is sitting on my lap right now, licking my face.
Oh. Mr. Dub, you know, I look at him and say, all right, now sit up, and I get screw off. But when she says it, it's like, can't do it fast. You want us to march? Hop on our left foot? Back paws.
And how high do I jump?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
you have a great day, and happy birthday again, Rosie.
Thanks, Terry. Love you.
Love you, too.
Take care. These are two you just heard. We have one in the studio, of course, with Rosie. You just heard two of the best, kindest, charitable, giving people that live anywhere, much less here in the River Region.
Amen.
And till my last day, I will never forget what they did to help caretake the Rollins when they were going through their terrible situation. They were there.
I got a text from Keith today, by the
way. Did you?
Yes, sweetheart.
Crawdaddy.
Hey, man.
What's happening?
I was just thinking, the little song that you had that we always hear around Easter for the peeps.
Yes.
Now, peeps, I wish they were able to promote more around Thanksgiving because, you know, they make peeps, orange pumpkin Halloween peeps.
Yep.
You don't really see that much here. But
I saw them.
Bad for you. I can only eat one. Mm-hmm. But wouldn't it be nice if they had turkey peeps so that we could have a song about peeps at Thanksgiving?
I'm all for that.
I'm all for peeps.
Amen. Amen.
Just hanging with me.
Rosie, how many cats do you have at home?
She's on the phone, but I think Rosie has four cats.
Yeah.
Four kitty cats.
Mm-hmm.
So do you have anything in your machine over there that sings the happy birthday with cats singing it?
I can look it up. I'll do my
best,
Crawdad.
Awesome.
I'll see what I can find.
Y'all have a good day.
Thank you, Crawdad.
Take care, my friend. It is 3:38. Time for our first look at the roads.
This Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I-65 northbound, just past the Northern Boulevard. We had a disabled vehicle. They are loading that up, trying to get that out of the way. They've got one lane blocked, but they should be out of there in a few moments. Just use caution as you pass the Northern Boulevard 65 northbound. Everywhere else, we're light to moderate. Our most congested areas on Taylor Road, right around I-85 South Boulevard in front of Baptist. And, of course, Madison Avenue outbound, very busy this afternoon as well. If you'll keep it here, we will keep you updated. The Toyota-thon is underway at Reinhart Toyota. There are over 50 2020 Camrys to choose from. Get the color and the options you want, ReinhartToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
On the next Cops, a Thanksgiving dinner is busted for having more than 10 people.
Put down the turkey leg! Drop the turkey leg!
If they had one less person, it would have been fine. But Jessica had to invite her boyfriend.
You have enough stuffing for 11 people. That's possession with intent to distribute.
Viewer discretion is advised while watching Cops and also the Detroit Lions game.
She's reaching for the baster!
Cops is filmed on location with the men and women of Gravy Enforcement. All suspects are innocent until proven guilty of eating too much.
Did you hear me say blowout and margaritas? You better believe it. This is our pre-Thanksgiving blowout, second annual one. Everything has a crazy blowout price, plus blowout items. $99 diamond studs, diamond cross necklaces, $199, 14 karat white or yellow gold. We have silver dollar necklaces, $49. We have floating pearls, $49. It's a crazy blowout sale every day through Black Friday, except for Gobble Gobble Day. Come see us at Marguerite's.
Since 1989, Signs to Go has been Montgomery's vinyl sign and banner leader. And now with the addition of wide format printing, your signs and banners can have brilliant full color. Whether it's directional signs for your meeting or large grand opening banner, Signs to Go is your one-stop shop for color. Call us at 270-1133 or email us at signs2go@charter.net. We're still on the Eastern Bypass across from Lowe's. That's Signs to Go, Montgomery's sign and banner leader.
Looking for a great getaway? The Kickback Ranch and Event Center wants to be your spot, whether it's a weekend with the RV or cabin rental. It's all on our 125-acre ranch. Our event center offers space for corporate meetings or events. Maybe you're looking for a wedding venue. Check out our many options we have at the Kickback Ranch. We're just a short drive down 331 south of Montgomery. For more information, go to kickbackranch.net or call 286-4140. That's kickbackranch.net or call 286-4140.
Before you drive the all-new Nissan Rogue, you gotta ask yourself, how rogue are you gonna go? We talking find your spirit animal in the desert rogue? Build an igloo in the middle of nowhere rogue? Or take the long way home just because kind of rogue? Just a question, but with five available drive modes, you're sure to find the answer.
Go rogue in the all-new, fiercely reimagined 2021 Nissan Rogue, now with the most standard safety features in its class. See owner's manual for important safety information. Auto Pacific segmentation. 2021 Nissan Rogue versus latest in market competitors. Base models compared.
Dell Technologies just announced their Black Friday sale. They're releasing new doorbusters every weekday, plus up to 50% off cutting-edge tech for your business. There's no better time to upgrade your small business with the latest laptops and desktops with Intel Core processors. Plus, there's free shipping on everything. Yes, everything. Give Dell Technologies advisors a call. They'll identify the right tech solution for your business. Call 877-ASK-DELL or go to dell.com/SB Black Friday. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Hey, this is David Little from Tucker Pecan Company. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 10 years now, and the results have been amazing. Every day, we have new customers that come in that have heard us on all the different radio stations that we advertise on. If you want to help your business grow, the best way to do it is through radio advertising through Blue Water Broadcasting. They do a great job in promoting our business and helping us grow our business, and hopefully they can help you grow your business too.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. State health officials say if you are traveling for the holiday, you should take some steps to make sure it is as safe as possible. They say you should get tested for COVID-19 before you travel and monitor your symptoms. The CDC, meanwhile, is recommending that you don't travel for the holiday. State Superintendent Dr. Eric Mackey says he wants Alabama schools to return in person after the Thanksgiving holiday despite a surge in COVID-19 cases. The state's COVID-19 school dashboard shows cases rose 50% in schools from November 6th to November 13th. Mackey says individual schools could switch to all virtual learning as a last resort. Montgomery police are investigating the city's 57th murder of the year. Authorities say the body of 46-year-old Shai Hudson was found in the 1800 block of Gillespie Drive around 6:30 Wednesday night. Montgomery Public Schools has confirmed that Hudson was a teacher for the district. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Not only do we have a warming trend underway, it's not just warmer days. The nights are going to start to moderate as well. Tonight, mostly clear, not nearly as cold. Overnight low temperature down to about 51. Tomorrow, total sunshine. Should be a beautiful Saturday. High both Saturday and Sunday in the middle 70s. On Sunday, we'll see a sun and cloud mix, but dry. Monday, low 70s, still dry. I think the next big deal for us is a storm system in the middle of Thanksgiving week. We'll keep an eye on it for you. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Whether you're in the market for a car, truck, or SUV, it's a better buy at Brubaker. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
If you're smart when you go out, anywhere outside of your house, don't take a chance. Yeah! Putting on a mask. Bandanas with cool designs, gaiters and N95s, cotton with straps. Putting on a mask. Feels like we've been wearing them forever. 'Cause it's dangerous to get together.
Super spreader.
If you want to stop corona, each time that you leave your home, it is attached.
Obey.
Putting on a mask.
Hit it!
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits? Different types who wear a day coat, pants with stripes, or cutaway coat, perfect fits. Dressed up like a $1 million trooper, trying mighty hard to look like Gary Cooper. Let's mix where Rockefellers walk with sticks or Rumbarellas in their mitts.
Sticks!
Had a plan both we did this morning. Some of you tuning in might think, I thought there was a talk show here. There is. 27292. You know what? Let's do this. Let's get our doctor, almost Dr. Baumhauer, Daily Double Doctor of the Day contest. Now.
Yeah.
All right, 272-9228. Phones are open, so give us a call. Caller 7, I will need today's Dr. B Daily Double Doctor in the form of a question as we continue to salute Alex Trebek with this ridiculous contest I came up with. I'm enjoying it. And so far, well, we had the little calamity with Sweet D the other day, but we made up for that with butt paste.
Yeah.
All right, we'll run down the lines here. Caller 1, thank you. You are caller 2. You are caller 3. You are caller 4. You're caller 5. Okay. Next is caller 6. You missed by 1. And what is your name?
What's that?
What's your name?
Joey.
Hey, Joey.
Well, hey, Joey.
There's another.
Joey.
And he's on the phone with us right now. Can you give me today's Almost Dr. Baumhauer Daily Double Doctor of the Day in the form of a question?
Who is Dr. Pepper?
Woohoo!
Ding, 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 ding. Way to go. So you have one, and we're trying them now. Have you had a bite of yours yet, Rosie?
Yeah, delicious.
How about you, Eddie?
Mine's gone, and it was delicious.
It's gone.
He inhaled it.
Well, I did leave a bite because I'm going home later on. I want to take Susanna some dinner.
I'm taking one home, too, I think.
It's always good to bring your wife home something good.
That's what I'm saying.
Something tasty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, something that will fill her up. Anyway, I'm going to put you on hold, and you'll get to talk to Rosie now, and we will mail out your certificate. That's 2 Dr. B burgers, sides, beverages, free parking at the RSA building underground at 201 Union. Well, the building isn't underground. The parking lot is.
Right.
And
Well, that sounds awesome. I sure appreciate it.
Oh, no. They're great.
They are.
Great. And I got a nice note from Bo Holt. He had sent – he had just gone down there because he worked close by.
Yeah.
And sent a really nice note about how much he loved wing fingers.
He does like them.
So I passed it on to Bob Baumhauer. Almost said Bob Barker. That would have been a waste of time. Passed it on to Bob Baumhauer and says, I want to treat that young man. And so Bo got to go.
Oh, I know Bo loved that.
And I got a nice note. He says, thank you so much for the free lunch for two. I used it today to take somebody from work and have introduced 3 people to wing fingers. They all agree it's the best chicken in Montgomery. Please pass on my gratitude to Bob. And I have done that, Mr. Holt. And, yeah, it's really, really excellent. We got to get people in the days ahead. If you got family in town during the week, now they're going to be closed Thanksgiving and the day after, and they're not open on weekends. But Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or any time while you're downtown or during the holiday season, try it. Not only is it so reasonably priced, but it's really terrific.
Good food.
Yeah, you can have those grilled. You can have them deep fried and dip them into your favorite sauce, chopped into a salad, made into a sandwich, any way you want it, as Journey once said. Speaking of which, I posted a music video today on Facebook because it just happened to come up in my my timeline, my news feed. The Moody Blues, Your Wildest Dreams.
That's a good song.
I love it. And the video for it is truly outstanding. It's from the 80s when they were really making little 4 and 5 minute movies.
Kind of miss that, right?
I don't know what they're doing now.
Nice.
But this is so well done, and I'll be honest with you. I'm sitting at my computer watching this video. I hadn't seen it in a long time.
Oh, yeah, forever.
And I got tears running down my face, seriously. Because I remember the time, and I remember the girl. Sharon. At some level, made your way into their heart. You're there forever, even if you're an asshole.
Well, that's why some of them, that's the mark you leave.
It's the truth.
I'd take a profound moment.
But a lot of them will tell you that and then tell you, I still love you and I'm so mad.
Yeah.
You know? And you're just like, ah.
But you see, I was never one of those on purpose.
None of us were, Greg.
I never woke up in the morning and said, gee, how can I be a giant... Right. A-hole to somebody that really cares about me. It's never been that way. But then there are Democrats, and they wake up ready to screw everybody every day, don't they? They're so consistent. Bastards.
Not all of them. No, not
30%
all
of them. Remember, 30%.
All right, so there's 37%.
Which shocks me. That shocks me that many admit.
But doesn't, if you're a Democrat and you fall into that 37%, don't you feel like a little ashamed that this is how you have to win, to commit fraud on a scale that I didn't even think was possible? I could see losing a city or a state here and there. We know what happened to Mitt Romney, and Mitt Romney, being the wuss ass that he is, did nothing about it. There were precincts in Philadelphia that went 100% for Barack Obama. And that's just not statistically possible.
Right. But did he challenge that?
Hell no, because Mitt's much too busy sucking up to the deep state, as he is now. He's, of course, criticizing Trump for contesting, filing lawsuits. He's not interested in the truth. He's just interested in himself. And I would have rather, I can say it today, I would have rather voted for Obama a second time, knowing what I was getting. No illusion about who he was, even though there are still many illusions about who he is. I would have rather done that than vote for him, knowing what I know about that man today. He makes me ill.
Right.
And on top of that, my daughter voted for him because I had talked about, well, you know, we'll have a better economy, and you know, and I'm sure we would have. It would have bounced back a lot faster under a Romney presidency, but his allegiances are no different than the rest of them.
Well, Romney just didn't have the stones for the job.
No, and a lot of our Republicans that are in office or were recently reelected don't have them either.
No.
They just want to get back to business as usual, and Donald Trump ain't going to let that happen.
Good.
I wish I could tell you with certainty that he's going to prevail. I can't, because what we're finding out on a daily basis is just how deep the deep state is. And it's pretty scary. 3:55. Wow, this first hour went flying by on Rosie Brock's birthday.
Yeah.
She turned today.
Old enough to know better.
Thank you.
I bet she's got some stories to tell, too. We just found out yesterday. Rosie used to have a Porsche.
What?
When she was in California.
Yeah.
What? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Don't be misled by the school marm kind of, you know. I was much younger. This is a woman who is rocked and rolled.
Were they topless by chance?
No. Hmm. No. They were beautiful.
Yeah, Porsches are a beautiful car.
Oh, 3:56, John Lee paints Coliseum Boulevard. I have an expert on painting right here, Leonardo the Bader. Who can testify to the value of using a great paint when you're doing any type of work on the inside or outside of your home. And they got them at John Lee Paints.
Yes, they do.
Specifically for interior painting Richards, which is formulated to... we've told the story before, but it's worth noting. If you're about to paint something, maybe a family coming in and there's an urgency, get a paint that's going to give you a look that, A, will cover, but B, look great for years because it's a quality paint. It makes all the difference. For interior Richards, for exterior John Lee's own brand called Solar Proof that resists the development of mildew. So when it gets dirty outside, use the, if you do the trim on your house or those they're basically non-functional, but those window trim things.
Oh, yeah. But you can just hose them off.
Yeah, yeah. They'll last forever. You paint it once, and you don't have to worry about it for many years. Good stuff. Everything else you need for a great painting outcome and people that can answer any questions you have about how to do it right. At 34 Coliseum Boulevard, just north of Atlanta Highway, please tell Charles Bubba Turner and the team there you heard about him here. 3:57.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have an accident on Chantilly Boulevard near I-85. Several cars involved in that. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. If you're traveling I-65 northbound, we had a disabled vehicle just before the 143 off-ramp to Millbrook. They're supposedly getting that out of the way, but it has caused a tremendous slowdown in traffic. Very thick from there all the way back to Northern Boulevard. Even folks on the Northern Boulevard trying to merge on 65 northbound, having a rough time at it. Buckle up, drive carefully, maybe take an alternate route to Prattville or Millbrook at this time until they get that car out of the way. It is a real parking lot on 65 northbound. Everything for the holidays at Premier Place, Shop Bath and Body Works, Cuts by Us, Hourglass Optical, Shoe Station Superstore, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another Greg McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs. From our dealership to your driveway, shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Revolutionary in his field, Dr. Bonatti created, perfected, and patented the Bonatti spine procedures. Using his genius, Bonatti invented the precise tools necessary to minimize surgery, scarring, anesthesia, and recovery. So successful are the Bonatti spine procedures, they consistently reflect 98.75% patient satisfaction. 60,000 procedures have been performed exclusively at our location. Nearly half our patients have suffered from failed back and neck surgeries at other facilities. Bonatti succeeds where others fail.
Leave your waste in the red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. Count on friendly customer service and competitive pricing. With Alabama Dumpster, the rate you agreed to is always the rate.